Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much to everybody listening all over North America. I hope you have had a tremendous Friday. I'll be with you for the next 3 hours. I do get started every weekday, Monday through Friday, at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Sometimes I have to specify what a weekday is. People are like, hey, I tuned in on Saturday, didn't see you. Yeah, that's not a weekday. That's the weekend, okay? Anyway, we've discussed a lot. We're going to get more into the World Series. Game one of the World Series is going to get started in about an hour from now. We talked about a little bit of that NBA gambling situation. We heard from some of the players today, well, active players, guys like Jaylen Brown, who says the league needs to do a better job educating the players on some of the dangers. It's like, okay, how much more education you need? Get one with the $60, $70 million you're getting, okay? We talked about the New York Giants. They got fined today, a couple of weeks ago against the Eagles. Their head coach, Cam Scatterboo, a little too eager to go into the medical tent to check in on Jackson Dart. Don't interrupt the doctors when they're working. We talked about that crap Thursday night football game where the Vikings got smoked by the Chargers. At least the Chargers did good, right? In a few seconds, we'll talk about a couple of games that you probably want to watch this upcoming Sunday in the NFL. And then in about 20 minutes, we're going to go to San Francisco. No, nothing about the Niners. We're going to have a conversation about the Golden State Warriors. The NBA season is underway, and the Warriors might be old. Most of their star players are old, but they're looking good. We'll talk with Sam Gordon. We'll have that chat in about 20 minutes from now. 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. You can find me online everywhere at JR Sport Brief. Thank you for listening on the free Odyssey app. Thank you for being here on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. Thank you for being here on SiriusXM 375. And if you got a smart speaker, ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. What a day, what a day, what a day. We're an hour away now from the World Series Game 1 in Toronto. This is going to be fun. Just had a chat. Jim from Chicago's asking how many home runs Ohtani and Guerrero are going to hit. My producer Botcher in New York, myself, were like, no, they're not going to hit 8 home runs, maybe. It's always a possibility. Botcher, now that we say that, the two of them will have, I don't know, 2 or 3 home runs tonight combined.
Yeah, and then knowing them, they'll go cold They'll bat 300 with a couple walks, but they won't hit any more homers.
Yeah, somebody else is going to do the damage. Freddie Freeman is going to throw it back to what he did last year against the New York Yankees. I mean, you never know with these things. We're going to talk more a World Series as the game gets closer. How about this? We'll talk World Series a little bit more, before we get to the top of the hour, right before the game gets started. Since we talked about the NFL and what a crap game we got last night as the Chargers went out there and handled the Minnesota Vikings, let's actually talk about some of the games that you want to see. Let's get this one out the way because there's a little bit of news with this. I told you about the New York Giants, the organization, the coach, Cam Scataboo. They all got fined for going into the blue tent, the medical tent, to check in on Jackson Dart when he got his bell rung a couple weeks ago. Well, the New York Giants and the Eagles, they're going to be right back at it in Philadelphia this upcoming Sunday. But one guy who is not going to be available is A.J. Brown. Yes, the same A.J. Brown who has spent the majority of this season pretty much complaining about his role in the offense, whether he's going on social media, putting up bold and vague statements, and he just had an amazing game. Best game of the season so far. The Eagles beat the Vikings. Yes, the Vikings lost twice this week. They lost on Sunday to the Eagles. They lost again last night to the Chargers. But the Eagles beat them on Sunday 28-22, and he had his best game, A.J. Brown did. 121 yards receiving, and he also hauled in two touchdowns. But the problem is, A.J. Brown, he has not practiced all week long. And so I don't know if you want to, speaking of gambling, you want to put some money up. Now, maybe you want to look Devontae Smith's way. Maybe you want to take a look at Ertz. Maybe Saquon Barkley will bust out, and have himself a big game. But this is one that you want to watch. The New York Giants, of course, are trying to bounce back from that embarrassing loss on Sunday to the Denver Broncos where they gave up 33 points in the final frame. And how you lose that game, I have no idea. Just welcome to the new NFL. Getting ready for an NFC East matchup between the Eagles and the Giants. Nick Sirianni, he says, yeah, we just faced them a couple weeks ago. We lost. We got to beat them this time.
You know, obviously, if we're getting up more for one game than the other, then we're not doing our job on a consistent basis. And so that's why you try to keep that same boring mindset over and over and over and over again.
Hey, Brian Daboll, you got fined $100,000 for being impatient today. How do you feel against taking on the Philadelphia Eagles again?
Played these guys a couple weeks ago. So you watch, obviously, the entire season, but you watch your game that you just played. And obviously, the Minnesota game.
Well, forget the game that they just played. What about the game that y'all just lost? The one where you were leading 32-0 and you gave up 33 points and ended up losing? What about that one, huh? Jackson Dart, tell me.
No, for us, we obviously it stings for a little bit, but we got to move on. We can't let it affect the next game and next moment. So we got to be present.
Yeah, you got to be present. That's how it works, right? Can't have your mind wandering about what took place last week. You can't be thinking about what's moving forward. You got to be present. You got to live in the now. You got to do and worry about the now. Jalen Hurts, he's worried about the now. And Jalen Hurts is thinking about Sunday. I told you A.J. Brown will not be in the game with that hamstring issue. And he knows Devontae Smith, well, he got to go out there and play his ass off.
I don't think it's something that's maybe that's voiced enough. But everybody sees it, everybody feels it, and it definitely oozes through the team.
He's talking about his toughness. I mean, if you're that thin, he's very thin for an NFL player. I guess you got to be tough. He's been relatively healthy throughout the course of his career, too. That was certainly a concern when he was coming out of college. So we got the New York Giants. We got the Philadelphia Eagles. Botcher, something tells me that this go-round, the Eagles are going to handle business against the Big Blue team.
Dare I say the fact that A.J. Brown is out is a good thing for this Eagles team?
Because what does that mean? Saquon's going to run wild?
I think they'll be more focused on Saquon and the running game, getting that on track, one. And then two, you have a guaranteed number one guy on the receiving end to get all of the hot targets or the much-needed first downs, where there won't be an argument about, hey, I was open here, throw me the ball with A.J. Brown.
Well, can you imagine if they light it up with him gone? Oh, He's gonna sit at home. I don't want to say he's gonna sit at home. Do you think deep down he is secretly hoping that they lose just so he can prove a personal point?
I really doubt that because he complains win or loss.
You're right.
So it's just he cares about himself and his targets and him sitting out. He probably is mad about his incentives.
Well, yeah, well, I think he's mad about the overall contract. Forget the incentives. He's like, man, they don't throw me the ball enough. He was caught on camera, you know, after one of those touchdowns on Sunday. He was right in the camera going, see what bleeping happens when you throw me the ball? I'm like, whoa, okay. Somebody's grandma just came from church. You don't want to hear that. I'm like, come on, man. We'll see what happens. I expect the Eagles. Now, that would be an embarrassment. And I know I've said that as they went on their two-game losing streak a couple of weeks ago. You know, like, man, can't lose to the Giants. But if they lose to the Giants twice, come on now. They need to, you know, I'm not gonna, that's called bullying. Let me not say what is on my mind. I was going to say they need to check in on Nick Sirianni. Let's just go ahead and put it that way. Speaking of the team that beat the Giants, they got a matchup against another NFC East opponent. This should be a fun one. Because I know it didn't work that way against the Giants in the game. The Broncos still have one of the best defenses in the NFL. They do have the reigning defensive player of the year in Patrick Surtain, the second. And they're going to be taking on the Dallas Cowboys, who just went out there and smoked the Commanders 44-22. We know the Dallas Cowboys like to fling around the rock. You got CeeDee Lamb, who's back out there. George Pickens, you know, he's also looking for a new contract. You got Surtain, you got the Broncos defense, you got that jerk, Sean Payton. There's a lot to look forward to. Are the Cowboys going to be able to put up all these points against the Broncos, who are looking to bounce back, even though they won, against the Giants? This should be a fun one. CeeDee Lamb facing the defensive player of the year, Pat Surtain. This is what he said about that.
Absolutely ready for the challenge. I don't know if he's going to follow, but if he does, I mean, it's going to be a battle. I mean, we know what he brings on the other side of the field, and he knows what we bring. So it's going to be big on big battle. Whoever he does follow, it's going to be fun. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, I love a big on big battle. How about that? Well, Pat Surtain, how do you feel about facing off against those wide receivers?
I think they lead in the league and, like, you know, all the passing numbers, all the passing charts. So they got a balanced game as well, too. They're very good in the run as well. So it's going to be a pretty good challenge.
Okay, it's going to be a fun matchup. Defense versus offense. This is always a fun one. You never know how things are going to go. Bo Nix, he's not stupid. He knows about all the points that these Dallas Cowboys like to put up. They don't necessarily stop anybody. And he says, we got to go out there and score quick. We can't be playing from behind.
That's what we're looking forward to doing. I think everybody on offense has kind of that edge to them to where we're kind of tired of being close. So I think everybody's working towards, you know, making those first few possessions count.
Yeah, you just got to get out there and get to it. Well, what's with the slow starts? You can't have none of that. You got to go out there and get right to it. Dak Prescott, he wants to get right to it. He wants to play from ahead. Of course he does, because he's playing in Denver. And I know they're playing outdoors and at thin air. He's like, man, we know the crowd is going to give us a tough time.
Going back there, just talking to some of the guys, obviously the players that have never been up there, just talking about how loud it's going to be, preparing for the crowd noise. Amazing atmosphere. Looking forward to going back and, yeah, different results.
Yeah, well, let's see what happens. I'm expecting the Dallas Cowboys to lose. I am. I think they're going to put up points, but I also know that they're going to give up points. Bacha, what do you think? The Cowboys going to surprise or the Broncos going to win at home?
I am pleasantly surprised how good the Cowboys are playing this year. I know the record doesn't show it, but when they're on, they're on. And I think that the Broncos might be caught stumbling a little bit the last couple weeks. So I think the Cowboys can take advantage. And whenever you have CeeDee Lamb and George Pickens with Ferguson and all the support around, you can put up 35, 40 points and shock a team like the Broncos.
Yeah, I mean, they're putting up about 32 in a game right now. They're at the top of the league when it comes to yardage and points. The Dallas Cowboys are about it. They're trying to improve their record to 4-3. And then they got that stupid tie on the back end. And so we heard from Dak. He's like, man, we got to go up to Denver and kind of do some damage. And then another game that you need to watch. This is Sunday Night Football. We touched on it a little bit this week. we have the Green Bay Packers going to Pittsburgh to take on the former, future Hall of Famer in Aaron Rodgers. Okay, Aaron Rodgers taking on his old team. And at this point, everybody's trying to just kind of bring it down a little bit. It's like, let's not make this a revenge game. And even Mike Tomlin is just like, listen, they don't care, or it doesn't matter who it is. We're just trying to win, Aaron Rodgers included.
He's been fired up every single week. I'd imagine it's going to be the same. I'd imagine some external things are going to make more out of it than it is for him. He's playing and playing to win. That's what he does.
Oh, yeah, I think you play to win every week. Herman Edwards taught us that a long time ago. You play to win the game. Aaron Rodgers, are you excited? You ready for this?
Great relationship with a lot of people still in that organization. And this is not a revenge game for me. I'm just excited to see some of those guys and be on Sunday Night Football again.
Hey, Jordan Love, it's not a revenge game for you either, but do you want to show up Aaron Rodgers, or did y'all love each other?
I think coming into it, obviously I never knew what to expect, but I think Aaron was great to me all 3 years, and I think really everybody else in that quarterback room with us in my time, has been great. We've had no issues.
Well, that's nice when they were in the quarterback room that Aaron Rodgers was nice. He made it very clear to the general public that when Jordan Love got drafted, he needed to have a drink or two. Someone who may not be as nice to Aaron Rodgers is Micah Parsons. Yeah, the newest guy who used to be on the Cowboys, and it's now weird that he's still on the Packers, or on the Packers at all. Micah Parsons, this is what he had to say about facing off against Aaron Rodgers.
Just got to make a challenge and confuse it and just get after him, you know what I mean? So it's going to be a tough matchup, but you always get excited for those when you're playing goats like that.
Okay, all right. Well, good luck trying to confuse Aaron Rodgers. I mean, he can probably confuse you depending on what the hell is coming out of his mouth, but on a football field, good luck with that one. I mean, that should be a good game. I wouldn't be surprised if Green Bay won. I wouldn't be surprised if Pittsburgh picked up the victory. I think one thing that they would absolutely have to do is put Jordan Love on the ground. I think we might be in for a classic, especially the fact that, yeah, Aaron Rodgers is playing at home and he's playing against his old team. On that note, I want to give him the slight edge. I think the Steelers are going to pick it up, but hey, I think Green Bay, it can certainly hang with them. That's a pick 'em game on Sunday Night Football. That's going to be fun. You can never discount the old guys. You can't. And Aaron Rodgers got something to prove, so I go ahead and give them the nod based on that. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Speaking of old guys, how the hell did we get here? The Golden State Warriors got a bunch of old guys. Steph Curry and Jimmy Butler and Draymond Green and Al Horford. And the Golden State Warriors they've done a good job here to open up the season. Okay? Is Steph Curry 42 points and Jimmy Butler's knocking down free throws? Kuminga looks like he's better. Are these guys going to work out? The NBA season is open. And when we come back on the other side of the break, we're going to have a chat with Sam Gorton, who covers all things Warriors for the San Francisco Chronicle. We'll get Sam's thoughts on what we can expect from the Warriors this season. You're locked in. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast, the Infinity Sports Network.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. It is early in the NBA season, and I know this sounds shocking. We've actually had some basketball that's been played, and things not just taking place in courtrooms and courthouses. The Golden State Warriors, it is early. They started the season 2-0, beat the Lakers a couple nights ago, and then went ahead and beat the Denver Nuggets last night, took overtime. Steph Curry dropping 42 points. Jimmy Butler in the opener is almost perfect from the free throw line, almost perfect, period. And this is an older team. And you got Kuminga, who's still here with something to prove. And so to talk about what this squad can do and the potential of it, joining us right now is someone who covers the team full-time for the San Francisco Chronicle. Welcome to the show, Sam Gordon. Sam, how are you, man?
I'm doing well. Very much appreciate you having me. How you doing?
I'm doing damn good. Thank you for the time. I mean, I know it's two games, and so I don't want to just harp on the two games and go overboard. But there does appear to be some good potential here for the Golden State Warriors. I mean, of course we know about the age, but what has stood out to you just in the first two games?
Yeah, I think just how much the roster makes sense in terms of fit and in terms of continuity, right? And the Warriors, you know, they make the trade for Jimmy Butler last season. They finished the regular season 23-8 after he debuts. And then, of course, Stephen Curry gets hurt in the conference semifinals, right? So they made their big move last year, but tweaking this roster, adding Al Horford, who has been a seamless fit on both sides of the ball, right, gives them an element, a stretch center that's a two-way stretch center that's also a bona fide defensive presence, as we've seen so far the last couple games, especially last night against Nikola Jokic. It gives them an element that they don't have, right? Will Richard, the late second-round pick, the 56th overall pick, getting second-half minutes for the Warriors in both those games, a seamless fit, guarding the point of attack, moving the ball offensively, knowing when to shoot, pass, cut, maintaining the rhythm of their offense, and competing at 6'4", 6'5", with the 6'10 wingspan on defense. And then you see the way that Jonathan Kuminga has started the season, right? And you know, the element that he brings to the Warriors, the explosiveness at 6'7", 6'8", the two-way upside that he has guarding the point of attack, attacking the glass, and then kind of funneling his force offensively, right, into the rhythm of the read and react offense, into the rhythm of the ball movement that the Warriors have long employed and sought to employ. So all those things have stood out. It's a roster that's certainly more versatile than last year's roster. There's more flexibility with Horford, with the size that they're able to have out there on both sides of the floor. And then with Kuminga's play, with how seamless of a fit he's been after the kind of a standoff with his contract situation, he's been spectacular. And again, gives the Warriors a dynamic with his athleticism that they don't have, and quite frankly, that they need in the Western Conference against the top teams in the West, the Oklahoma Cities, the Houstons, the Minnesotas, teams with a lot of length on the wing. So, like you said, it's been two games, but an absolute, perfect start on both ends of the court for the Warriors, all things considered. Getting a look at teams of two different styles, right? The Lakers, Luka Doncic, heavy, and then the Nuggets playing around Nikola Jokic and Jamal Murray. So another test, quick turnaround tonight, right, against a Portland squad that, first game with Thiago Splinter as the interim coach, and a team with a lot of length and athleticism. They haven't seen a team with that kind of style of play yet, so curious to see how they match up. But it's a complete roster on both sides that fits the brand of basketball the Warriors want to play, which is versatile defensively and with a lot of ball and player movement offensively.
And Sam Gorton is here with us from the San Francisco Chronicle. To go back about Jonathan Kuminga, we've seen him knock down some threes. He's also done a better job passing. He's probably the most athletic guy on the team, and he's still only 23 years old. So we've seen this good start from him. But what can we expect from him with the future? What is his contract situation? We heard about him not getting a deal and requesting a trade. Is it still more than likely at some point, whether it's midseason, after the season, that he's gone? Or do you think strongly that he's going to stay with the team throughout the duration of the year?
Yeah, I mean, I think a trade is certainly possible, right? As the season plays on. He's eligible to be traded January 15th. It's a two-year deal with a team option. So built into that deal is the inherent flexibility for both sides, where Jonathan Kuminga can be an unrestricted free agent as soon as next summer. And if there is a trade and that team option gets picked up, he's a free agent, in 2027, going into his age 25 season. So there's certainly a lot of flexibility there in that number, right? I think 23 million this year. It's a two-year $46.5 million deal, can make up to, I think, a little more than $48.5 million with the trade kicker. So, yeah, that option, that flexibility is available for the Warriors. But I think big picture, if they have it their way in an optimum situation, Jonathan Kuminga continues to play how he has the first couple games, and this thing continues to click, and they don't have to make a trade. He's still, homegrown number 7 overall pick. The Warriors, there is, I think, value in retaining, homegrown players. They signed Moses Moody to a 3-year contract extension last year as well. Jonathan Kuminga's draft classmate, and kind of as you touched on, right, he's their most athletic player. If you do make a deal for Jonathan Kuminga, it needs to be for somebody that, sort of a Giannis Antetokounmpo type, right? It needs to be somebody, I think, that offers that kind of athleticism and upside and size on the wing. And two-way wings just aren't available like that. Those are, at a premium. So Jonathan Kuminga, right, these first couple games has shown everything that the Warriors have wanted to see from him the past 4 years. The rhythmic decisions on the offensive side of the floor, the attacking the glass defensively, the versatility defensively, guarding the ball, all those things. If he continues to do those things and play this way on both sides of the floor, I don't think the Warriors are going to be in any rush to trade him. Let's just say that. But there is that flexibility on both ends, and as the season rolls on, that opportunity will arise. But big picture, if the Warriors have it their way, Jonathan Kuminga continues to play like this. He continues to unlock some of their upside, and they keep him through the trade deadline. He's a big part of this team moving forward.
Well, Sam, we know Kuminga is 23. Jimmy Butler just turned 36. When the season concludes, Steph Curry is going to be 38. Draymond is going to be 36 years old. Al Horford is 39 in June next year when the season is really done. Maybe the Warriors are still playing at that point. Al Horford will be 40. How do they plan to utilize some of these minutes so these guys last? Who are some of the dudes that they hope kind of step up to fill in some of these gaps so the old dudes aren't just ran ragged all year long?
Well, that's the name of the game this season. I mean, the whole thing, the championship aspirations that the Warriors have, and you see that, again, very early in the season, but the Denver Nuggets have the second shortest odds to win the NBA title behind the Oklahoma City Thunder, and they came to play last night. That was a high-level game, and the Warriors got it done coming back from down 14. So, their championship aspirations are 110% legitimate. Whether they achieve that or not, we're going to find out over the next – that's what we – what we're going to find out over the next 8 months. But it all comes down to health. They have to have their nucleus healthy and intact in April going into the playoffs. I think what we saw last year, right, talking about that 23-8 finish, those were all high leverage games for the Warriors. And they, and then you go seven games with an upstart Houston Rockets team with a lot of length, a lot of physicality, a lot of athleticism, and the Warriors ended up paying the price. It caught up to Steph Curry in the conference semifinals. So I say all that to say health is absolutely paramount. I don't think the expectation internally is getting 70-plus games for any of those guys. They're veterans. The reality is they're at this stage of their careers, while their abilities remain intact at a high level, the likelihood or the probability of injury is just higher. So Al Horford's not playing tonight. We already know that. He's not going to be playing in any back-to-backs this year. That's part of the reason Steve Kerr was able to kind of boost his minutes last night. They want to keep him between 20 to 24 minutes a game throughout the course of the season. If Steph Curry, Draymond Green, Jimmy Butler are banged up a little bit, I think you're going to see the Warriors err on the side of caution. And then, you know, to your question about who's poised to step up in those situations, Kuminga is poised. I mean, there's upside there offensively in a featured role. Now, we've seen him, the first couple games play a complementary role on offense as the Warriors are running things through Steph Curry on the perimeter, Jimmy Butler on the interior. But in games that they're not playing, I mean, we saw Kuminga go for 24 a game, four straight games, against the Minnesota Timberwolves in the postseason last year, operating with the ball in his hands, attacking as the primary creator. There's upside for him as a featured scorer. I think we saw Brandon Podziemski in the preseason have a 20-plus point game. Not that we want to take away any big conclusions per se, but showed that in a scaled-up workload with Stephen Curry out, with Al Horford out, with veterans out, that he has some three-level scoring touch where he can, you know, increase his volume a little bit and be a productive scorer for the Warriors. You still have Buddy Hield, who you can run offense through as a shooter in the second unit when guys are healthy, or in the first unit. And then, you know, more than anything, I think you're also banking on just the system that the Warriors have in place, ball movement, depth, playing a deep rotation to keep guys fresh game in and game out. So, yeah, I think that the youth has to be huge for the Warriors, and that's, you know, Kuminga's 23, Podziemski's 22, Moses Moody expected to debut tonight, 23. So those guys are going to be in scaled-up roles when the veterans are out, for sure.
Final question for you here, Sam. Do you think that this team can win a championship?
Oh, that's a great question. Yes, can they? Yeah. That being said, I think there's a wide-scale spectrum of outcomes, per se, because so much of it hinges on health. They did match up well with the Oklahoma City Thunder last season, and they were up by double figures against the Minnesota Timberwolves in the conference semifinals in that game that Stephen Curry got hurt. It's a better roster this year. Again, doesn't guarantee anything. Doesn't mean that they're the favorite, right? They're obviously not. The Thunder are for good reason. But in a seven-game series with the pedigree that the Warriors have, with Steph Curry coming off of a 42-point game, very clearly still very close to the peak of his powers, if he's, you know, not at the apex anymore necessarily. But that's somebody I don't think opposing teams are eager to see, a team led by Steph Curry four times in a seven-game series. So I don't think it's necessarily likely that the Warriors are going to win the championship, but based on what we've seen, they have every reason to feel like they can compete for one. And if they're healthy going into the playoffs, I think they're going to be a tough out for anybody, no question about it. We'll see how they match up against some of the more athletic teams. That's what we still have to see at their age. But with their, you know, with the depth that they have and the pedigree that they have, I think they're a tough night for anybody in the West and the East as well.
Well, Sam, we certainly appreciate the time and your expertise in covering this team for the San Francisco Chronicle. Now, tell everybody where they can follow you and all your coverage.
Yep, very much appreciate you having me. I'm on X or Twitter at @BySamGordon, BYSAMGORDON, and then all our work is on SFChronicle.com. So, yep, excited for the game tonight, and excited that the NBA basketball is back. Very much appreciate you having me, and looking forward to connecting in the future.
No doubt about it. Thank you to Sam Gordon for joining us from the San Francisco Chronicle. The Golden State Warriors off to a good start, 2-0. They're going to take on the Portland Trail Blazers, who are, you know, without their head coach, Chauncey Billups. You may have heard he was arrested yesterday. And the Golden State Warriors, and they're looking good. You know, I look at the Warriors, and I agree with Sam. They'll go to the postseason if they're moderately healthy, especially if Curry is good to go. But I don't know about their size. I know they have Post out there. He's probably the biggest dude on the roster at about 7 feet tall. They're going to have a few more surprises if they really, really want to compete for a championship and not just lean on the old guys as we go on throughout the course of the season, but also having Jimmy Butler for an entire year, I think it'll certainly help Steph Curry in regards to not being the guy primarily when it comes to offense. And let's see how Kuminga steps up as well. The Warriors are a very interesting team. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. You need to know this, that eBay is home to millions of finds, and each one becomes part of your story. From your favorite band t-shirt to the dream car you've been searching for, it's all there. eBay, things people love. I love sports. You love sports, too. That's why you're here. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break when we come back. Oh, yeah, we're getting closer and closer to Game 1 of the World Series. We're going to preview Game 1 on the other side of the break. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network, and it's time for a news flash this minute with Rich Ackerman.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
Ooh, I like the far north. Hey, Botch, is this the song they're playing in the far north?
This? I don't know if Ozzy's more Canadian fan base.
A little Black Sabbath, right? It's aggressive. Makes you want to punch somebody in the mouth.
This throws me back to Robert Downey Jr.
Iron Man?
Yeah, from the movie.
Okay. Is the song not called Iron Man?
No, it is. Yeah. That's what I thought. Okay. When I'm 7 years old, when this song comes out, and I hear it in the movie, I'm like, oh, Robert Downey Jr.
Oh, okay. I was about to say you weren't alive when this song came out.
No, definitely not.
Yeah. Okay, no, but it makes you want, the point of it being an Iron Man is that it's aggressive.
Yeah, in a way.
It gets the people going, like they said in that racing movie, right?
Talladega Nights.
Yeah, right? It gets the people going.
Wait, I lied. It was actually Blades of Glory.
Oh, same thing.
Yeah, same actor.
Racing, ice skating, what's the difference, right?
Yeah, it's pretty similar. Both slick.
Ain't no difference. Hey, a big shout-out to Sam Gordon for joining us in the last break from the San Francisco Chronicle. Talked about the Golden State Warriors. I like Steph Curry. Draymond Green is a whole pain in the ass to root for in any capacity. I've never heard anybody go, I don't like Steph Curry. You can't stand Steph Curry. Never heard that before. Botch, you know somebody that doesn't like the guy?
Any LeBron fan circa 2014 to 2019?
Yeah, but he doesn't do anything for people not to like him, you know?
No. I think people hate his wife more than him.
Oh, boy. Because she keeps opening. Well, let me relax, right, Botch? I got to slow down here, huh?
Just a little bit.
I got to slow. Yeah, she gets criticized, Steph Curry's wife, because she will openly provide thoughts on their marriage. And sometimes people think that she reveals too much. Like one time she said that he likes her feet. And I'm just like, why are you telling that man's business like that? Come on. A couple weeks ago, she's just like, yeah, you know, I had no intentions of falling in love and being married and all. And she hasn't said anything bad, you know, but there comes a point where it's just like, just keep things to yourselves. But she can do what she wants. You know, she's a human being. She wants to sit on podcasts and talk about their personal life. She is well within their right. Good for her and good for him. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. They got this pregame on right now for game one of the World Series on Fox. Botch, what do? They don't just do all the picks at one time. I guess this is how they get you to stick around, huh?
I'd assume so. They have to draw it out a little bit.
Yeah.
Just a little bit.
They had Derek Jeter make his pick. Derek Jeter believes the Dodgers are going to win the World Series in six. I believe Derek Jeter. And then you also have David Ortiz, who they have yet to reveal his pick. And then they showed Alex Rodriguez, who also hasn't made a pick yet. But, you know, we'll see what the other two guys go. Either way, I'm going with Jeter. Botch, we discussed this. Did you change your mind? You still going with the Dodgers as well?
Yeah, Dodgers in six.
Yeah, Dodgers in six. Yeah, we got your Savage on the mound today at home. Rookie guy taking on Blake Snell. Blake Snell, who knows, he may go out there and say his 7-8 innings and strike out 10. I got a little bit more faith. And your Savage might go out there and provide one of these, you know, all-time great performances by a rookie. You know, the cool thing about the postseason in Major League Baseball is that there's always, not always, but there are moments, whether it's, you know, like El Duque, and there's always a guy who you've never seen before. The opposition has never seen him. They've never faced him. They know nothing about him. And they throw him out there, and he can just go on a run. And you can kind of ride that guy, you know, for a game to kind of get you over the hump. And so the Blue Jays are going with a guy who's never been on the World Series stage, who's never thrown a pitch here, and at least he's at home. I would not start this guy on the road against the Dodgers. He'd probably be eaten alive. It's going to be good to see him. And then for the Blue Jays as well, we discussed this yesterday with Julia Kreutz, who joined us from Sportsnet in Toronto. We got Bo Bichette. He's back. Man, and that's also a cool thing about the Blue Jays. They got a bunch of sons on the team, right? His dad, Bo Bichette's dad, Dante, was a bad man with the bat. And then you got, obviously, Vladimir Guerrero Sr. He was a bad dude. Any guy who walks around with no gloves, ready to whoop your ass, he's a problem. Anyway, Bo Bichette has been out, and now he's expected to be back. What is he going to do? Play shortstop, play second? What is he going to do? He says he will do anything.
Whether that's moving a runner over, getting a run in, or getting the big hit, I don't know what it's going to be. I don't know what it's going to look like, but my mindset is really just to come in here and do my job and help the team win.
Well, at least he's healthy enough where he can actually go out there and play. I told you about the rookie, Treya Savage. He's going to be out there for the Toronto Blue Jays starting this game numero uno. And this is what he had to say about getting a start.
Pretty much called me into his office, said they have faith in me to run me out there in the first game, and I was fired up. got up, hugged him, hugged Pete.
I was going to say, who the heck are these guys? They got, what are they singing? Old Canada and what's our thing called? The Star Spangled Banner?
Yeah. Was that Pharrell, though?
That was Pharrell, yeah.
Yeah. He had a Lego movie, but that's a side note.
Yeah, I'm like, what's Pharrell doing out here? Just, he does everything. Anyway, hey, Trey, how you going to deal with this? You know, you're getting a start. You're a rookie. You going to take some melatonin? How you going to calm down? What are you doing?
With this being my rookie season and having these high-pressure games, I try to treat it as if it's not as high-pressure as it is mentally.
Okay. All right. He tries. Meanwhile, you got the Dodgers. They're used to this at this point in time. The Dodgers are actually being announced onto the field this point in time. Dave Roberts is the manager, is the first man out of the dugout. He says pressure. He says, well, we're used to this. We ain't worried about no pressure.
I feel that the ability to manage moments, your heartbeat, is advantageous and understand, especially in a seven-game series. So I think that we're equipped to play well, and we're facing a very good ball club.
Yeah, Toronto's a good ball club. I mean, top to bottom, up and down. Man, their manager knows they're a good ball club. They don't got no Shohei Ohtani. I mean, this is hard to believe, but when Shohei Ohtani was coming over from Japan in the first place, Toronto was one of the teams that was rumored to grab him. I was just like, he going to go play in Toronto, kind of far from Japan. And John Schneider kind of made a joke. He's like, we gave this guy a gift and got him a hat and all of this. And he says, he didn't come here. He needs to give that stuff back.
You can't really think about what if. You know, you think about the 26 that we have. He's a great player. I'll say it again. I hope he brought his hat, the Blue Jay hat that he took from us in our meeting. I hope he brought it back finally. But and the jacket for Decoy. You know, it's like, give us our stuff back already. But he's a great player. You know what I mean? But that aside, I think that we have a great team and just an unbelievable cast of characters and players. And I think things worked out the way they're meant to work out.
Yeah, things are good there in the World Series. Could you imagine if they beat him in a World Series? I mean, not that that's going to change a Shohei Ohtani's mind. I'm a guy who's getting $700 million plus over the next 20 years and not too shabby. I couldn't imagine him being in Toronto. You got to drive the numbers up anyway. Like, why are you just going to go out there and negotiate against yourself? We know he started off with the Angels, and that was nothing really but a pathway to eventually get to the Dodgers, because the Angels suck. That's just the reality of it. So now he's playing here, I don't want to say in the big leagues. He's playing for the big club with the Dodgers. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. You know, Bacha, this thought never crossed my mind, but I'm thinking about it now as they're approaching the anthems, or is that what they're called collectively, the anthems from the respective countries?
Yes, the national anthems.
Is a Star Spangled Banner going to get booed?
Ooh, there's still animosity there from the four nations face off. So well, I would say yes.
Forget the four nations. I just read something about tariffs. So I mean, you saying yes is going to get booed?
I would say a small percentage of the crowd will be booing.
I don't know about that. A small percentage are going to be booing.
Yeah, I think that Canadians are more friendly than Americans. If this was America, I would expect booing for the Canadian national anthem.
I agree. I think Canadians are nicer than Americans. But I also think that as an old, Toronto Blue Jays, they got smoke coming out of their dugout. Ooh, fancy. Anyway, I'm glad we're going to break, because I'm certainly going to try to listen to the anthem to see if the United States of America gets booed. Either way, don't matter to me. I'll tell you this much. I got the Dodgers in six. They got too much pitting. They got too much pitching, and they got the bats to match the Blue Jays. It's just the facts. Let's see what the rookie does for the Blue Jays on the mound. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I'm going to give you an update, of course, on the World Series when it gets underway. We'll keep you up to date on that one. But I want to tell you about some NFL injuries, who's in and who's out. The JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.